Okay. Seder. Let's learn. Okay, we began to learn the Melacha of Chayresh last week. There's a very important ha'ara that was made by a Talmud Chacham who follows the Shiurim, who sent me an email that he felt that he was left hanging by Zareya. There were still some things that were unfinished, and it's true. And I was going back and forth with myself to start a new Zman with a new Melacha, because it was going on for over a year, or to keep on going with Zareya, knowing myself that once I get going with Zareya, I'm just going to keep on going with it, because I have a lot of chum, a lot of material on it, but he's right. So if he's listening into the, and all those who are here, then as part of the discussion of the Pnimis and the Avodah of Chayresh, I did mention this last week, that as part of our discussion of Chayresh, we're going to have to connect back to Zareya, because Zareya and Chayresh are like twins. Those two malachas of Zareya and Chayresh go together. So, which is really what we're talking about, we began talking about last week. How much do they go together is what we began to talk about. So, to my dear friend in Baltimore, Mr. Shem, we're going to get back to that, or as my son told me, they say in the business world, we're going to circle back to that, right? Which in their business world means that we're never ever going to talk about this again. It's just a sign over here. But I mean, we're going to circle back to it, Mr. Shem Lavdil. We are going to circle back to that and answer the question that you sent, which is part of the conversation we're going to be having with Shem in a few weeks. So we ended with a fascinating, what seems to be a Veltz Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, which is by every one of the Malachas we're going to have Bavli Yerushalmi. And I was very gratified that there were three of the Chavayim who were learning different things this week, and they had Ha'aris to make on Bavli Yerushalmi with sugyas that they're learning. I had tremendous simcha from that. And that's the whole tachlis of learning, is to make these connections. Baruch Hashem. So we're going to see tonight that the machlokis is a machlokis, but it's not as strong a machlokis as it would first appear. You remember, just to remind what this machlokis is, that it seems that according to the Bavli, the definition of the malach of plowing, of Harisha, of Choresh, is Yifui Ara. Improving, beautifying, landscaping the land itself, the chefs of the land itself, of the earth itself. Whether it's for basketball court, or whether it's for planting something, doesn't make a difference. The point is that it's not Davka Almanas to plant. It's Yifui, Rifui Ara, Yifui Ara, some of the Rishonim call it Hanoas HaKarka. It's for the Cheftza of the Karka of the land, the earth itself, improving upon the earth, smoothing it down, fixing things on the ground. We'll see a little while, taking out stumps of trees, Uchule. All of this is Yifui Ara, improving the landscape. That seems to be the Bavli's definition of Choresh. The Yerushalmi's seems to be saying that no, the definition of Choresh is Almanas is for the purpose of planting. Choresh is for the purpose of planting. It's what's needed before you plant, in order to plant. Choresh is for this, for the purpose of Zriya. And we saw that the Rishonim, there are many Rishonim that align themselves in these two Bata Midrashim of the Bavli Yerushalmi. I only mentioned a few, but there are many Rishonim that divided according to these two Mahalchim of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Now, the Or Zeruah in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Nun Hei, says, V'lamechayiv mishum chayrish ela bekarka haru'uya lezriya, that one can only be chayiv on this malacha of Choresh, when you are plowing earth that is ru'uya lezriya. That's earth that, unlike the sand on the beach or something, it's earth that could be used for planting. K'demuchach, he brings from the Gemara in Pesachim Mem Zayin. What's the Gemara in Pesachim on Mem Zayin? The Gemara there is talking about a type of a field that's called tsunma. Tzadik Vav Nun Mem Aleph. A tsunma means that it's a rocky terrain. Rocky. And the Gemara there is telling us that is talking about the din of leveling or landscaping this field that is clearly not Royal Israel. This is not anywhere anybody's planting anything. It's for construction, or you're leveling it to do something, to build, or just to make it walkable, that you could pass through. But so, it's called a tsunma. And according to the Maskanas of Gemara, you're not chayiv on clearing away this tsunma. You're not chayiv on the melacha of charisha. And which is odd, because if according to the Bavli, now we're talking about Bavli, if according to the Bavli, charisha is not for the purpose of zviya, then it would seem to be a classic case of charisha. I'm leveling this landscape, whatever, to build or something or to walk. But the Or Zohar brings this Gemara, and the Gemara says that he's not chayiv on charisha. And the Or Zohar says, Alma, to call heicha de karka lav bas zriyahu lo mechayiv mishum charish. It's a powerful Gemara. The Gemara says he's not chayiv charish. What's he chayiv? Is he chayiv? Not chayiv, it's not important for now, but he's not chayiv on the malach of charisha, of plowing. So the Or Zohar says, Alma, to call heicha de karka lav bas zriyahu. We see that even though this is not a field for planting, there's no planting going on over here. So we see that if it's not a place for planting, then lo mechayiv mishum charish. Then you're not chayiv in charish. Now we learned that according to the Bavli, that charisha is taking care of the land, the karka. Doesn't have to be for zviya, but the Or Zohar brings this gemara of tsunma, and the gemara is telling us that no, you're not chayiv in charish because this place is not for planting. It's not for zviya. So we need to reevaluate, based upon this, the view of the Bavli, that if the yesod of charisha is ma'pil ha'ara, refuye ara, making the land, you know, workable to build or to do something, what do I care what I use it for? What's the difference if it's for basketball court or for planting? I'm fixing up the landscape, that's all. So why are you not chayiv for charisha? According to this Gemara, there's a Bavli. Why are you not chayiv? And there's another sugya. The Gemara that we spoke about last week, the Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, where we learned that Gemara, we even saw it inside. But even though the Gemara, you can force the Gemara in a certain direction, but let's just say over the Gemara again, the simple pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara that we learned last week, Ha'isla Gavshusis Vinatla. If there's a clump, a mound of dirt, and you clear it away, whatever, you take a shovel, whatever you have, you clear it away. Then what? Remember, Babai is, if you do this in the house, you chayv mishum what? Boina. Building. If you do it in the house, you chayv mishum boina. Besada, chayv mishum charish. If you do this in the field, you chayv mishum charish. And then the Gemara gives another case that we saw last week. Haysala guma v'tamama. If there's a hole in the ground and you fill the hole in the ground. Again, babai is, if you do this in the house, shum baina. That's called the malacha of building, of baina, fixing up your house. The sada, if you do the same thing, you fill up a hole in the outside, then what? Then you chayiv mishum chayrish. So the simple pshat in the Gemara, without looking in any of the mafarshim, the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the sofkos of the Bavli seems to be telling us that charisha is avodat hasadeh. That charisha is avodat hasadeh. It's a work of the field. And working of the, it's true there are fields that are rocky and whatever. But on the simple pshat, if a kid opens his gemara and you learn it without getting into any of the mefarshim, you would say, no, the chiluk is obvious. That in the house, I normally would do such a thing. It's a way of fixing up a house, of building. That's called baina. And in the field, I would normally do this in the field for the purpose of zviya, of zareya. Of planting, that seems to be the simple pshat, because if the malach of chayrish is purely a matter of landscaping, mali habayis, mali basad, what's the difference if I do it in the house or if I do it in the field? Anytime I straighten out the ground, the Gemara shouldn't make any chilukim at all. Habayis, basad, chayrish is just fixing up ground, period. That's all the Gemara could have said, and it's all the Gemara should have said. If it was just a matter of landscaping, what's the difference? Babayis, Basada. It's one thing, Rifuya Ara. But the simple pshat in the Gemara implies that in the house is Baina, the field, the simple pshat is that the field is different from a house, because usually what you're doing in the field is you're going to plant. That's usually what Harisha, that's why people plow outdoors. Usually they plow outdoors for planting, usually. Not always, but usually. Or else the Gemara could have just said a very simple one, klal. So again, this shows us that there is something in the Bavli about this inyan of Harisha, and there is a relationship between Harisha and Zriya. You can't just remove that entirely. There is some kind of a relationship between Harisha and Zriya. Now, at the end last week, we spoke a little bit in Pnimius about how the Torah of Chutz La'aretz is just, you know, what I could build for this moment, just to fix this up. And the concept of Zriya is really an Eretz Yisrael Dikah concept, because Zriya means I'm thinking about my future, about Nitzchis, about forever. So it was a very beautiful chilek to say that Chutz La'aretz Dikah Harisha is not necessarily concerned with planting. It's a survival. Masha'en Kein in Eretz Yisrael Dikah Harisha is because I intend on staying here forever. So I'm planting something for the future. So now, however, it seems, based upon this Gemara and Pesachim, and even the Sugya and Shabbos itself, that the Bavli is concerned with Zriya as well. That we cannot just remove Zriya from the picture of Harisha. That these two malachas have a relationship. It's not just purely Harisha and purely Zriya, even according to the Bavli. So what I found inside one of the Acharonim is a wonderful set of Svarim on Masechet Shabbos and the Lama Tes Malachas. I mentioned this months ago, called Meital, from Rav Mendel Kalmanson, is the Rashiva of Chabad in France. Not in Paris, someplace else, I can't pronounce it though. But in France. Where? Brenois. I can't hear it either.
Brenois.
Okay. No, that's cool. But it's in France. And he's a huge lamdan, tremendous lamdan, and he has fantastic svarim, a whole big set on the Lama Tes Malachas, Meital. So he was also going along this mahalach. He was very happy with the Bavli Yerushalmi divide, but it's not so pashit. So what he says, what the Meital, what the Rav Kalmanson says, is that you have to say that even according to the Shitas of Bavli, there is an element of this malacha of Harisha that is to prepare the ground for something else, meaning for Zriya. The only thing is as follows. He says the following. If we say that the ikur malacha, the ikur inyan of Harisha, is Zriya, then what it means is that there's a tnai that davka this act of moving the earth around, the ground, of handling with the dirt, which is called marpel ha'ara, which is called loosening or fixing up the dirt, that is the tnai is that I'm doing that to be machshir, to prepare the land, the earth, for Zriya, and that there's a tnai that in this malacha of Chayresh, essentially what he says is that there are actually two parts to this malacha of Chayresh. There are two conditions. Aleph, that I have to do something to the Etzem HaKarka itself. I have to do something to the earth itself, to the Karka. That's Aleph. And Beis is that this improvement that I'm making upon the land, upon the earth, that this is a Maisa that's Machshir, the earth, for the purpose of Zriya. If one of these two conditions are missing, then he says that it's not the melacha of Chayresh. So even, he says, even the Bavli would agree to this. Therefore, I'll explain a little bit more. Therefore, for instance, if a person is Chayfer Guma Ba'arfe Tichach, if there's ground that's more like sand, it's very, very loose, and that when you make a hole, if you make a hole in it with an instrument, it just right away fills up. It doesn't really do much. But the Gemara tells us that in that situation where you're choyfer guma b'afi tichach, it says ein bo mishum chayresh, ein bo mishum chayresh. Why? Because even though it's possible that you're going to be planting over here, even though it's possible that you could still plant in this place, you can use this for planting. But the mitzias is that the karka itself, the land itself, was not changed. There was no landscaping that took place. It's loose dirt, sand, and even though you're doing something there, and you're digging, and it fills up a little bit, and you're going to put in some seeds. So even though it's for the purpose of Zriya, you are going to be planting, but it's missing the other tanai, the other condition of Charish, which is the Rifuyekar Ara, which means changing the landscape, changing the earth, doing something to the ground, improving the ground, doing something to the ground. And Hu Hadin, it's the same thing. Let's go back to that field, that Sunma, the rocky terrain. So in that place, you're fulfilling the condition of what? A ripui ara, because you are improving the landscape, you are smoothing the landscape, but you can't plant in this place because it's all rocks. Underneath it's all rock. You can't plant. So that place is missing the other part of the melacha of Charesh, which is almanas lizroa, for the purpose of planting. So the first thing that the Rosh Yeshiva, this Rav Mendelson explains, is that Charesha consists of these two parts. The Bavli and the Yerushalmi agree that one part of Charesha is the etzem cheftz of the land itself, improving it, developing the land itself. That's one part. Rufuya Ar. That's called Rufuya Ar. Or Hanayas Hanayas HaKarka. The Karka itself. The second part of the Melacha of Charesh is that this Tikkun is Almanas Lizroa, is for the purpose of planting. So is there a Machlokes at all between the Bavli and Yerushalmi? So he says that according to the Bavli, the Ikka Melacha, the Iker, the main aspect of the Malacha, and the Nafkaminis, the main aspect of this Malacha, the Nafkaminis in Halacha, and we'll see in Panemius also. According to the Bavli, the main aspect of the Malacha is the landscape itself, the Rifuya Ara, even though the Bavli agrees that in a place where it's impossible, where you cannot plant, like a rocky place, you can't plant, it agrees that you can't be chayv midaraisa on the Melacha of Charesh. But the Iker is, according to the Bavli, the Rifuya Ara. According to the Yerushalmi, the Iker is to be machshir, the Iker Melacha of Charesh is to prepare the ground for Zriya. So let's just talk about one or two Gemaras that will help us to understand how this works, Lamaisa. And by next week, we should be able to get to some of the discussion of Panemius, I hope. The Gemara is in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Amud Beis. The Gemara there is talking about, you don't have it, I didn't send it to you, but the Gemara there is talking about where there's a field, and the field has all kinds of junk. There's hay, straw, there are pebbles all over the place. It's a mess. The field is a mess. So now the Bavli there in Kuf Nun Amud Beis says, according to the Bavli, remember, the yesod of the Malacha, the essence of the Malacha of Choresh is L'Rifuye Ara. According to the Bavli, in such a field where you have like twigs and junk, pebbles, according to the Bavli, The only time you would be oyv on the melacha of charish mederaisa is if there are things that are mechuborim lekarka that you remove. If there are stumps of trees, if there are things that have to be really, in other words, if the ground itself is not, if the ground itself is a problem, the earth itself needs to be improved. The earth itself needs refui ara. It's in need of healing. The earth itself is not well in this place. It's not if you have, and we'll see in a second a raya for this, it's not if you have some things on the surface. It's that the earth itself, according to the Bavli, the only time you're over on Chayresh, if when you're clearing up this messy field, you're pulling up things that are essentially wrong with the ground, that need to be fixed, that the earth needs to be fixed. Masha'ani came, when you look in the Yerushalmi in the same sugya, the Yerushalmi holds that even if there are just twigs and pebbles, and you move it away, you're over on the Malach of Chayresh Mederaisa. So why is that? The Teretz is, so if Kalman brings this Gemara, and he says, because according to the Bavli, the Iker, even though it's true, it also is Almanas to plant. But according to the Bavli, Teretz Chutz La'aretz, the Iker is to make this land workable for the present. And the only time there's an essential problem with the earth itself is if there are tree stumps, if there are things that are in, and I have to rip them out, you have to dig and fix things. That's called plowing. And then I'll plant. But that's called Charisha. But according to the Yerushalmi, even if there's stuff, pebbles and twigs, and things that are there, and you just sweep them away. According to the Yerushalmi, that already has a din of Charisha Mideraisa, even though you're not really uprooting anything, you're not changing the landscape, you're just clearing the landscape. So the reason that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi disagree about this is because according to the Bavli, the Iker Yesod of the Malach of Charisha is Refuye Ara, is the landscaping, is the earth. To be Machshir, to plant, Beseder, because to plant, and in the house it would be Baina. Correct. But according to the Bavli, the only time that you're Ivan Charisha is if there's some serious change, some creative serious change that's taking place with the Etzema Karka, with the Chefts of the Karka, which is uprooting a stump. Masha'en can according to the Yerushalmi, where the Iker Yesod of the Melacha of Charisha is not what the earth, is not the Refui Ara, it's not the landscaping or transforming the ground, but it's really just being machshir for planting. Ya'ovra and Charisha, even if this ground wasn't plantable, couldn't be used to plant. Why? Because it's just, there's stuff all over. There's twigs, and there's pebbles, and there's stuff, and you have to move it away. That moving away, according to the Bavli, that's not called Charisha.
There's still stumps there and rocks, so how can you plant if
here's something in a second about the chilek. There are pebbles, there are rocks, there are stones. It's not that the terrain is rocky. Yeah. It's not like the tsunma. Tsunma means that even when you dig, the shovel knocks, there's nothing, there's rock. It's like you're in the middle of a place where it's all rock. No, this is a regular field. It's just messy. So according to the Bavli, if you're just moving aside pebbles and twigs, the ground is mukshar. The ground itself is fine for planting. It just has these stumps in the way. That would be Charisha. But if the ground is fine and it just has some stuff around, that's not called Charisha. Because there's no Refuya Ara. You didn't have to transform the land. You didn't have to change the landscape. The land is fine. It just has some twigs and pebbles on it. But according to the Yerushalmi, he says, no. That's Charisha. Because according to the Yerushalmi, the Ikka Malacha of Charisha is what? Is the step right before Zriya. It's for the purpose, direct purpose of planting. Not L'Rufuya Ara. Although the Yerushalmi agrees that you have to, that clearing away the ground is part of it. But that's not the Ikka, that's not the Yesod. Now, the difference between the rocky terrain and the regular field is just messy. So I saw from Rav Nevin Salzal Gesundzein from the Old City in his Seif on Hilchos Shabbos, he really explains this mahalach of what we're learning now, the the Shitas of Bavli, to understand the Bavli Yerushalmi better. He doesn't bring down the Bavli Yerushalmi, but he explains this what's going on in this Gemara that we just spoke about. He says, L'chayra, we can compare this to a situation. That is the field where you have twigs and pebbles. He said, you can compare it to a situation where the Gemara talks about where you have ksav, there's a letter, you have writing. Now remember that in the old days, not that long ago, that people were writing at night, they were sitting by candles. So what happened very often is that there was wax that was all over that would drip onto the writing. Right? So the Gemara talks about a person who removes the wax that is on the letters of the that on the written letters, who removes that wax. Is it a din of koisev, or is it not a din of, is it called writing, or is it not called writing? So the conclusion of the Gemara is, that's not called koisev. Why? Well, the ksav is there. The writing is there. It's just that the wax fell, it got messy. So you're removing the wax, and you're revealing the ksav, the writing that was there. The ksav is there, the writing is there. So this is the Mishnah Berurah brings down some base. This is the writing is there, and the Bir Halacha talks about it also in a few places. That would happen very often. A sefer is writing a sefer Torah, and then the wax fell onto the. So he has to scrape it off. So is that called? Would that be a malacha on Shabbos of Kaiser? So Rav Nevensal says L'chayra, it's the same thing. When you misalik the avanim or the eitzim from the field, Rav Nevensal says that l'chayra is the same thing. You have a field that is already ro'i lizria. We're not talking about tsunma, raki. It's a healthy field. It's ro'i lizria. There's artificial impediment in the way of the zria. The Bavli is saying that the removal of that artificial impediment is not called charisha. Because why? Because that's not Rufui Ara. Because the Ara, the earth itself, the Heftzah of land itself, was royal Azriya. The Bavli agrees that it's for the purpose of Zareya. But the land was fine. It had wax fell onto it. And it was the field itself was royal Azriya. You could plant there. There was an artificial impediment that you removed. So the Bavli says, that's not Charisha. Charisha means making a serious change in the earth. It means the refuia. It means when you have earth that's not royal Azriya, I can't plant because of the matzav, and I knock and I hack, and now I can plant. That, according to the Bavli, that's called the refuia. That's called healing the land, fixing the land, hanoyas karka. In this case, Rav Nevensal says, it would be the same thing when you, as the wax on the ksav. That's not called kaisev that I take away the wax. And it's not called charish when I take away the pebbles. Or it's not called charish when I take away the twigs. Because the field itself is already yafemod. It's meyufa v'aymedes. That's the lashon he uses, Rav Nevensal. It's meyufa v'aymedes, and you're only taking away the psoilus that's over there. So the Bavli says, the only time it's called charisha by the field is if I have like a tree stump, something that's mechuba l'karka. So would that be with a boulder, let's say, that already goes into, maybe that's deep in the ground and you can't plant over there because this particular boulder is embedded, 2 feet in. Okay. But it has to be something which has a din of mechubala karaka. Because only then the Bavli says, am I actually being miyafa the karaka, the etzema karaka of the karaka itself? I'm changing the karaka itself. But even though Rav Nevensal does not go into the Yushalmi, but l'chayra, according to the Yushalmi, we can now understand that the Yushalmi is saying, I'm not disagreeing in the case of the wax with the ksav, that if there's writing and you take off the wax, that's a different malacha. What I'm saying is that when it comes to the malacha of charish, the definition of the malacha of charish is, a minute ago I could not plant over here. For whatever reason, I couldn't plant over here. It's a mess. And now I could plant. So, I couldn't plant over here. And now I can plant. The field was a healthy field, and it just had a lot of twigs and pebbles? No. I couldn't plant, and now I can plant. So this Gemara, and this the way Rav Nevensal explains, highlights the machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. To help us understand the machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. In other words, we understand the Or Zeruah, and there are Gemaras that in the Bavli itself that seem to that seem to all lead to this conclusion that the Bavli agrees that the Melacha of Choresh is al manas lizroa, that you're being machsha the ground for Zriya. The question is, what is the Ikka Melacha? So here there's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And we just saw a few nafkaminis. The Ikka Melacha, according to the Bavli, is Rufuye Ara, is landscaping, changing, doing something with the ground and making it Ro'i Lizriya. But something significant to the ground, where it was not, until now it was not, you couldn't plant there. But the ground itself is transformed, is changed. That's according to the Bavli. According to the Yerushalmi, no. The Ikka Melacha is al manas lizroa. Therefore, even if it's Arfa Tichoch, which means very loose ground, sandy ground, which the Bavli would say, well, I'm not doing anything over here. I'm moving around the sand. The Bavli says, that's Harisha. By moving things around, it comes right back. What's that? That's sand. So the Bavli is not Nispal from, that's not Harisha, according to the Bavli. That's not changing the landscape. It's just, it's a beach, whatever it is. It's not, even though you could plant there, but it's not changing the landscape. But the Yerushalmi would say, no, if I go there, and I do something with the, and I rake, or I do something there, and I plant, it means I made this particular place along the beach plantable. So I prepared it for planting. I got it ready to plant. Like this, I'm not just going to drop seeds on the. It's Arfi Tichoch, it's very loose. No, it's just not hard. It didn't need really to be knocked with a plow. It's loose. But according to the Yerushalmi, Afal Pichein, since I'm now being machshir this, I'm preparing this land for seeding, the Yerushalmi says, Zo. That's called Choresh. So the difference in machshava between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is intact. Even the Bavli is saying, Sof Kol Sof, even in Chutzlaretz, even in Teres Bavel, it's not for this moment alone. We're looking for some stability in Chutz Laaretz as well. The Yerushalmi is completely focused on the future, on Zriya, completely focused on Menashe L'Zroa. And the Bavli understands that there needs to be also planting, and as we need to set up shop in Chutz Laaretz, in Golis, in the meantime, and there needs to be stability in Chutz Laaretz as well. However, that's not the Ikka. That's not the Ikka. The Ikka is this moment of clearing the rocks and taking out the stumps and making this just livable for the moment. That chilk is still intact. That's the first basic chakira in the Melacha of Harisha. Now, connected to this, is the Gemara Maikotin that you got. Moshe David sent you that Gemara. And Bezim and Bezim Maikotin, the beginning of Maikotin. Let's just take a quick look at it. Around 10 lines, something like that, 10 lines. Id ma'am nachish v'amashke ma'am l'zroim b'shabbos b'shum ma'i ma'asvinen bay. If a person is weeding, taking out the weeds, this is bays and with bays in moed cotton. If a person is menachish asovim, he's menachish, he's taking out the weeds, v'amashke ma'im l'zroim, or he's pouring water on seeds. He's not watering a field, he's watering seeds on Shabbos. Mushumai masrinen bay. So what hasra, when I see a guy doing this, or he's about to do this, what hasra do I give to him? They say, hey, you know, if you do this, you're going to be over on Harisha. You're going to be Harish. Or do I say to him, hey, if you do this, you're going to be over on Zareah. So the question is, what's the Gemara is asking, my masrinen. So machloik is Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi Omar Mishum Harish. Rabbi says that you tell him, if you do this, if you weed, if you pull out the weeds, or if you pour water on the seeds, you're going to be over on Chayrish. Rav Yosef Amar, Mishum Zoreya. You're going to be over on Zoreya. So it's interesting machlaikis. This machlaikis between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Look at Tosfos. Well, let's just read another few words in the Gemara. Yeah, so it says, Amar Rabbi says, right, Rabbi says, who holds it as Chayrish, Rabbi says, Kavosi didi mistabra, my svara, what's my svara? Madaka shecharish lerefuya ara. The whole way of Harisha, the whole purpose of Harisha is, the essence of Harisha is, not the purpose, but the malach of Harisha is lerefuya ara, is loosening up the ground. Lerefuya ara, fixing the ground. Hainami marpuya ara. So when you're weeding, when you're taking out the weeds, or pouring water on the seeds, but we'll concentrate more on the weeding, that's more obvious. When you're taking out the weeds, then hainami, there's also marpuyar. That's fixing the landscape. Amar of Yosef, kavasi didimas tabra. No, the svar is like me. Ma daka shel zareya litzmuchi peirha. Just like the derech of zareya. In other words, he holds that this is zareya. If you're weeding, you're pulling out weeds, that's zareya. Why? Ma daka shel zareya litzmuchi peirha. Just as the derech of zareya is for the purpose, your intention is what? To grow fruits, to grow something. Hachanami, matzmach peira. Here too, the intention is to grow something. So you hear this is what we're talking about, right? The intention is to grow. It's for something to grow. So you could hear already an echo of the Bavli and Yerushalmi in this machlokes. And look what Tosfos says. Tosfos, kamar puye ara. The bosa iker hamalocha az linon. The bosa iker hamalocha az linon. Rabbi says we go by the iker hamalocha. So I think this just helps us understand what we're learning now. That even though Rabbi is saying, I agree that choresh is for the purpose of planting, I'm not disagreeing that we want to have something growing over here, but I'm just telling you that the iker hamalocha, we want to warn this guy. What's the iker hamalocha over here? He says, the bosa iker hamalocha az linon v'doymel choresh. Weeding, the ikim alocha here is pulling something out, is changing the landscape, is ground that is not, you can't plant over here because of what's going on. So therefore, I'm going by the actual malacha itself, the ikim alocha, and the ikim alocha, he says, is doim alocharish. Rav Yosef, af agav the ikim alocha doim alocharish. Even though I agree with you that the ikim alocha looks like charish over here, because sof kol sof, it's fixing up the ground. I agree with you. But machsheves hanefesh lavli refuye ara. But the person's intention, as the sof maase, the end, the tachlis of this is not refuye ara. It's not fixing the ground, making this nice. It's not. He says the machsheves hanefesh lavli refuye ara. It's not for refuye ara. It's for the purpose of planting. So he says this is areya. This is the machlokes. Rabba holds that we go by the actual physical act. The physical act itself is one of changing the ground, of transforming this landscape. That's the physical act by pulling out the weeds. Rabba goes by the actual maisa. And we have to warn this person to say, the maisa here is a maisa of Harisha. Rabba says, that's not the ikra is the maisa over here, not the machshava. Yes, the intention is to plant. But the ikra is the maisa. The maisa is a maisa of charisha, of changing the ground. And therefore, that's the maisa, and that's the malacha, and it's doimela charish. It looks like you're being charish when you're changing this ground into unplantable ground, and now it's plantable ground. That's charisha. V'rav Yosef sova bosa machshava azlinon. This is, by the way, their sheet is in all of Shas, Rabbi Rav Yosef. All of Shas. And Rav Yosef says, bosa machshava azlinon, that we're not going by the physical act. You're right. The physical act is refuya ara. It looks like it's just something of the landscape. But we're going basa machshava. And basa machshava, azlinan, the machshava over here is tahavi iker. That's the iker of lo azlinan basa hadimyan. Rav Yosef says, I'm not going by how it looks like charisha. I'm going by the pnimius. The pnimius over here is zriya. That's the pneumia.
Wouldn't that be every case? Because anytime you're plowing something, it's for Zeria. It's for purpose of the actual yes. outcome.
So then, every case. Yes, so the Rav Yosef would say that all situations that all situations with Alvanas Lizroa, unless it's a place that, unless you have something that is not in a place where you can plant, that you would plant. Otherwise, in other words, the Yushami's definition of Harisha is much more limited than the Bavli's. The Bavli is a wide-ranging, much more wide-ranging definition of Harisha. The Yushamis would be classic Harisha. Classic Harisha. And the Bavli The Bavli is not. Bavli is not. And Rabbi seems to be saying that if the physical act is doimel charisha, then we warn the person that you're about to be over on the melach of charish. Bavli and Yerushalmi agree, as we learned today, that they both, that the intention, everybody agrees, is zriya. But Rabbi and the Bavli are more focused on the physical act itself. Is this doimel zriya? Is it doimel charisha? And the Yerushalmi would seem to be following this Bais HaMedrash, where it's more totally on the Pnimius, which is also the Shita of the Yerushalmi, as we'll see throughout. That the Inya of the Yerushalmi is more the Nukudah Pnimius. That's the Yerushalmi, which is the more focused on Zuriya. Therefore, you're right, Mike, it's classic Harisha, just classic Harisha. That would seem to be the Machlokes over here. Now, what we're going to talk about next week is a little bit more negligence for a few minutes, but I had to understand this when it comes to an animal, that you use the animal, or you use a machine. Mm-hmm. So how does all of this work when it comes to using the animal for Harisha? Oh, so you give the animal a kick. You give it a knock, and the animal pulls the thing. You're not doing it, you just gave it a knock. Or more modern, it's a machine, and you press the button, and the thing goes by itself. So we'll have to see what we've been learning, how does all that work out? The definition of Harisha, we'll see, is a chaznish. How to understand this Indian of Harisha in light of modern technology and not so modern technology. That will continue next week, Mishra. And we'll get to the premiums.